we have had public consultations, et cetera, in relation to the Bridgend bypass. Now, there is what they call a preferred route option, that's an emerging preferred route. And that goes to the board, et cetera, et cetera. But after you do go through all that work, they pick, they select a route, and that then has to, you have to apply for funding to do the work. Now, as the past experience have shown us, that that could be 20 years before you get funding for a project. And what has happened in previous locations is land has been sterilised from planning. And I'm fearful that the same thing could happen to Bridgend. So I'm asking that in this instance, if we have a preferred route, that if we are going to funding and we don't receive funding within 5 years, that the sterilisation of that land should be removed to allow the town to develop. That's going that it does get planning. So that's my fear, because we have, Bridgend is one of our 7 strategic towns that we have zoned for the purpose of encouraging development within the town, because it's in close proximity to Derry. So that's the reason, you know, we have a very commercialised village there, and I would like it to continue, because it's bringing in revenue to the county, and it's also bringing revenue into the council.
Using the Twin Towns as an example is appropriate, because obviously what happened with the Twin Towns is there would have been a preferred route 20 plus 30 years ago. That's now, of course, been completely superseded by the fact that it's now part of the 10T. And, you know, land that it would have been presumed would have had a bypass built on it within 5 years has now been left in limbo for 25 years plus.
That is correct. And those, there would have been, I'm not familiar with any planning applications went in that location, but there would have been people that would have wanted to build their houses in that land, and they would have been so told, no, we have a bypass plan for here, and they would have been refused planning. And now that has been completely scrapped to a different area. So I don't want the same thing to happen in Bridgend, because there is people that do want to expand their business in Bridgend, and there is people that are for the bypass and the people against the bypass. So we need to bring all the concerns and try and get a situation that suits everyone, you know, because we do have to keep the commercial entity of the village very vibrant in today's current climate. So I'm just nervous of it. So I'm asking the council and the TIA to actually go back to the drawing board and actually have a situation where it's sterilised for a minimum or a maximum of 5 years and no longer. And if there's no movement on it, allow the town to develop.